Next week, NPR will have a series of reports on the critical shortage of available homes for sale and the effect that's having on prices across the country. In some communities, the lack of supply means many middle-income families are unable to find an affordable home. WXXI's Beth Adams takes this opportunity to take a closer look at our local housing market to see what conditions are like now.
Megan Colombo wasn't exactly sure what she was getting into when she started looking for a house this past spring.
I'm a first-time home buyer, so I wasn't super prepared for like the level of difficulty this market has brought upon people currently searching for homes.
She put in offers on 5 houses until one of them was finally accepted. It's a 3-bedroom home on Empire Boulevard in Irondequoit. Megan saw the listing on a Saturday and put in her bid, $3,000 over the asking price, about 24 hours later.
And if people, I guess, don't have aggressive realtors or kind of on-the-ball realtors, I don't know how in this market you could even be in the running for one of these homes.
Even with a trusted agent, a home search can be pretty grueling. Jillian Severin and her boyfriend finally stopped looking for a house after 2 months. They were looking in the $170,000 to $225,000 range.
On a couple of the houses we were interested in, they went within a day or two, and they were all cash offers, about 15, 20 grand over what the asking price was, and that's just not something that we can compete with.
This seller's market, caused by a relative shortage in home listings, started several years ago in the Rochester region. But realtor Mark Seawick said it really came to a head earlier this year, like nothing he has seen in his 28 years in the business.
Bidding wars, we've seen those in the past, but not bidding wars in which you're getting 6, 8, 10 offers on a property. And we've never, ever, I've never experienced a market in which properties are selling 15 or 20% over asking price without any financing option, all cash. I've never seen anything like it before. This is unprecedented.
Things are apparently starting to change, though. On Friday, the Greater Rochester Realtors Association reported a nearly 4% increase in new listings in the 12-county region for the month of June compared to the same time last year. Seawick said homeowners are starting to get an appreciation for the value of their property.
Sellers are realizing, you know what, this is actually a pretty good market. I should put my property on the market for sale and see what happens.
In Monroe County, the median sales price of a home was $152,000 in the second quarter. That's a 9.7% increase over last year. Even if it's slightly easier to find a home than it was a month or two ago, Jillian Severin is still cautious when it comes to price.
So if we were looking to move in 5, 10 years from now, we're afraid we wouldn't be able to sell it for that much that we would purchase it at. So we're being really sensitive about that.
But Seawick doesn't believe local home prices are artificially inflated. He thinks these higher home values will stick.
I know that a lot of buyers have had concerns that they may be overpaying in this market. Thankfully, going back at least 30 years, there's only been one period of time where we saw a decrease in the value of property, and that was the 2.5 years or so that we suffered through the recession.
Megan Colombo said the best advice she got from her real estate agent was not to get too emotionally hooked on a home until she was ready to sign the final papers. And she's taking those words to heart. She's hoping to close on her new home today.
It could still go south. Like, I'm prepared for anything at this point just because it has been such a wild ride.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.